Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And today's program is quite the treat. Some Pepe Romero, some Respighi, Reinecke, I think I'm learning my R's today, and of course, some oboe music. Let's start out with just a little music by Respighi. This is an excerpt from his Pines of Rome. It was developed by Respighi and Claudio Gustala, who was a librettist for Respighi's five operas, and it is a work in four movements. It's called, as we say, a symphonic poem, and this is the second orchestral work in his Roman trilogy, which also includes The Fountains of Rome back in 1917 and Roman Festivals in 1926. Now, each of these four movements depict pine trees in different locations in Rome at different times of the day. Today we're going to hear the second movement, which is Pina Presta, Una Catacomba, and it is a majestic dirge representing pine trees near a catacomb in Campania. It uses all the lower orchestral instruments, including organ, trombones, and they're supposed to represent priests chanting. This is a phenomenal performance. The Boston Symphony Orchestra with Soshi Ozawa directing. A powerful performance. That was the Boston Symphony Orchestra with Serge Ozawa directing. And that was the second movement, Pina presso una catacomba, from Respighi's Pines of Rome. Let's continue with a popular favorite, Rodrigue's Concerto d'Arnouis for guitar. Now, what one may not know is that Rodrigo was actually born, well, he was born back in 1902, which we do know, but was completely lost to sight at the age of 3 after contracting diphtheria. Now, he did continue to study piano, violin at the age of 8 and moved on to harmony and composition in his teens. He also, as most people know, has escalated the Spanish guitar to international heights. But he himself never actually mastered the instruments. He also wrote all of his compositions in Braille, which was later transcribed for publication. A man beyond his time, Rodrigo and his wife Victoria stayed silent for many years about the inspiration for this second movement. And thus, the popular belief grew that it was inspired by the bombing in 1937. But in her autobiography, Victoria eventually declared that it was both an evocation of the happy days of their honeymoon and a response to Rodrigo's devastation at the miscarriage of their first pregnancy. It was composed in 1939 in Paris. Today, a performance by Pepe Romero and the Academy of St. Martin's in the Field.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a passionate performance. That was the Adagio from Rodrigo's Concerto de Ernuis. And an excellent performance, may I say, by Pepe Romero and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time, the requisite oboe music time. Today, some music by Bach. Now, this is not by Johann Sebastian Bach, but he was born the fifth child and the second surviving son of Johann and his mother, Maria. His second name was given in honor of his godfather, Georg Philipp Telemann, who was a friend of Emmanuel's father. Quite some pretty impressive lineage, might I add. Now, he wrote a little bit between the Baroque and classical styles. The Concerto for Oboe and Orchestra that we're going to hear was arranged back in 1765 from a harpsichord concerto. Today a treat, a performance by Yeno Yendo and Joseph Kiss. Here is the opening allegretto from the concerto in B flat.
Thank you.
always love a fantastic cadenza, and Joseph Kiss always delivers. That was the opening allegretto from CPE Bach's Concerto in B-flat, and he was joined by the members of the Ferenc Chamber Orchestra. Now, I stumbled across this next disc a couple years ago, well, lots of years ago, but its wit is still delightful. They are called the Derivative Duo, and rightly so, and they're named as an opera duo as such, and kind of is their game. But you know what? They take a twist on all these steps, so let's take a listen. And this is appropriately, for this time, called the Barbie Doll Song.
I'm a lovely Barbie doll. You can find me at the mall. I'm your uniquely pert and peppy, fun, chic, and sometimes preppy.
My dream has always been to be a fashion queen.
To be a queen. If you love me, you'll love all my toys and accessories, makeup and toiletries, mirrors and vanities. And you'll die when you see all my stunning designer wear. Even my underwear are beyond compare. Children adore my amazing anatomy, slender and satiny. Nothing can flatten me. And it's not just my body, it's my personality. Each little girl should have three. In a sexy pose, always on my toes. Around me in long shiny limousines.
I'm never alone. I've got marvelous friends. There's always a couple of Kens, cool and debonair, with their plastic hair.
They basically summed it all up and said it all. That was the Derivative Duo and the Barbie Doll song, as they say from Tales of Hoffman by Offenbach. And it is that time of the program, maybe for a little break, a latte or a tea or I don't know what else, but a little chamber music definitely. And this comes from a Marquee disc and three incredible Canadian composers. We have James Somerville on horn, Lena Sharon on piano, and James Somerville on oboe. We're going to hear the Allegro from Reinecke's trio for horn, oboe, and piano. Enjoy.
Thank you.
The Allegro from Reinicke's Trio for Horn, Oboe, and Piano. Happy to say, triple talented Canadians, James Somerville on horn, Rena Sharon on piano, and James Mason on oboe. And, you know, we've got a lot of talent in Canada, so why not keep going? We're going to check out some music by the Sultans of String. They've got a great combination of world, jazz, and classical. A good crossover recording for everyone. They were formed back in 1997, played a lot of tiny cafes. Of course, now they've been Juno nominees, and they've garnered the likes to play with the Chieftains and David Bromberg, and there seems to be no stopping them. This selection that we're going to be hearing is Sable Island, and it is that the legend, as I speak, that 500 years ago there was a shipwreck on Sable Island in which only the horses survived. And to this day, there are over 300 wild horses still running free. The selection that we're going to hear features Paddy Maloney from the Chieftains. So let's take a listen. Here is Sable Island.
Thank you.
coming from a phenomenal disc symphony by the Sultans of String. And that also guest starred Patty Maloney, and that was called Sable Island. Thanks for joining me today. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Till next time. And do stay listening now to a phenomenal show, It's Shuk Shukta, with Worku, excellent music, and culture. Take a listen.